हरे कृष्णा, कंट्रोल द माइंड बिफोर इट कंट्रोल्स यू. सपोज अ पर्सन इज राइडिंग ऑन अ हॉर्स एंड दैट हॉर्स सडनली स्टार्ट्स वियरिंग आउट ऑफ कंट्रोल. इट स्टार्ट्स गोइंग ऑफ इन सम अदर डायरेक्शन. एज इट इज रशिंग ऑफ इन दैट डायरेक्शन, वॉट हैपन्स? The chariot, the rider on the horse, the rider has to immediately recognize, oh, this horse is going off track, and has to pull the horse, pull the reins, and get the horse under control. And now, if the rider does not do this, then what happens? Then the horse gets such momentum, it starts running so fast that the horse takes control, and the chariot, the rider on the horse, becomes powerless, becomes helpless. So, the controller becomes the controlled because of not controlling in time. So, the rider is meant to control the horse, but the controller becomes the controlled because the horse has taken control. The horse has gained too much momentum, too much strength, and then the rider may just be thrown off or even trampled by the horse and maybe wounded, killed. It will be disastrous, and all the disaster happens because the horse rider did not control the horse in time. Similarly, for us as souls, we are situated in the material world, in our body. Manorathena. So, manoratha means the chariot of the mind, or we could say the chariot is basically driven by a horse. So, we can say that we are riding on the horse. Now, when we are riding on the horse of the mind can just go off track. We are going in a particular direction, but the mind sees this. See the particular item to eat, see the particular item to watch. And I want that. And as the desire comes in, if we, no, I'm not going to do this. If we resist the desire immediately, then it's easy to resist. But if we don't do that, the desire starts growing. And as the desire starts growing, it starts becoming stronger and stronger and stronger. Then it just becomes so strong that resisting it becomes almost impossible. And we are overpowered. We are just dragged into doing things which we had no intention of doing. How does that happen? Because while the mind was controllable, while the desire was just a small just thought in the background, at that time we could have resisted it. But we didn't resist it at that time. It just grew. It became so forceful that afterwards resisting it became impossible. That's why the Bhagavad Gita tells us that it's best to control the senses right in the beginning. That it says that we best avoid contemplation of the sense objects. Krishna says, Raga Dvesha Vimuktaistu Vishayan Indriyesh Charan Atma Vishayir Vidhaya Atma Prasadam Adigachyati. He says that when the mind starts wandering toward the sense objects, rather than letting the mind wander, what we can do is, we can, don't let the senses go off in the wrong directions. Focus them. Focus them. Krishna says that wherever and whenever the mind wanders, yato yato nischalati manaschanchal mastrav tatastato nyamyaitad atmanyeva shamnayait. That bring the mind, wherever and whenever it wanders, bring it under the control of the self. It is something which requires effort, but it saves a lot of trouble. So by being alert to control the mind, when it starts going out of control, we can save ourselves of a lot of trouble. Otherwise, we will suffer much more because of the consequence of the mind taking control than is the effort required to control the mind. Thank you. Hare Krishna.